job. Grew up a young lad. He was the son of Phyllis Job and Craig Johnson. Two loving parents gave him a beautiful childhood. They used to take Bill Job over to the General Candy Store on weekends. Bill would sit in that candy store and look up at that new gleaming cover plastic yellow Milk Dud packet. And he'd look up at that and think, one day I'm gonna have the money to buy that. But for now, Bill Job was out on his own. He grew up poor. His parents didn't have much to give him, but they didn't let him feel that pain. No, Bill Job never wanted for nothing. He was a happy man, grew up to be a young, virile young boy, playing catch with the buds down on 8th Avenue. They'd go out into the middle of the street at night when no one else was around, and they'd play a little baseball with nothing but a can and a used tampon that they found underneath their mother's kitchen cabinet. And oh boy, they'd play baseball till they couldn't take it no more, I'm telling you. One day, Bill Job hit a grand slam way on outside of the avenue, and the kid said, "Wow. One day, Bill Job got himself a job. He didn't need that middle name anymore. So as he looked at his mother and said, "Dear baby Phyllis, mama, I love you, but Billy got a job. And listen, I'm going to tell you something. Bill don't need job anymore because he's got one." And in fact, he went over to his dad, too, and he said, "Daddy-o, Craig Johnson, I got a job. I don't need the middle or the last name. I've got everything I need." Well, they looked at him and they said, "Well, son, that's great, but what are you going to change your name to?" He looked at them and he said, "Bill Gates." Thank you. Well, that's the story of Bill Gates. And then he invented a computer or some shit.